South Dakota Congressman Bill Janklow will be back in court later this month. He had his first court appearance on Tuesday to face manslaughter charges after he was involved in a fatal accident last month on a rural road. Police said the Republican lawmaker and popular former governor ran a stop sign and his car collided with a motorcycle, killing the rider. Washington Post reporter T.R. Reid is in South Dakota covering the story. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
What's next in legal terms for the congressman?
Well, if the thing goes ahead, there's going to be a two-day preliminary hearing where they lay out the case. But, you know, this is the kind of case, according to the lawyers who handle traffic cases in South Dakota, it's the kind of case that tends to be resolved on a plea bargain. And that it could happen here, but things are tougher for Janklow than it would be for other defendants.
Yeah, and why is that?
Well, for one thing, this is a classic case of a politician getting hung up on his own rhetoric. You know, he's one of these law and order guys. He's always talked about tough laws and longer prison sentences. So now it's going to be interesting to see in plea negotiations if he still believes in longer prison sentences when he's the defendant. And the other issue is, you know, that's a wonderful state, South Dakota. Nice people, pretty country. But the people are really cynical. I mean, the talk shows and the letters to the editors, they're all saying he's going to cut a deal. He's going to get special treatment. So I think that's going to make it harder for a prosecutor and a judge to cut a deal with him when everybody is expecting him to get a special deal.
Can you determine if so far he's being treated like any other citizen?
Well, they hit him with the hardest charge they can hit him with. This felony manslaughter charge is the most serious charge he could have gotten. So far, nothing special.
So what's the reaction of South Dakotans?
You know, the man's always been a polarizing figure, and some people are outraged. 45% of the people said in a poll he should resign now, I mean, before he's been convicted of anything. A huge number of people say he should resign if he's convicted of any crime in this case. But, you know, since people saw him on TV coming into that courthouse the other day, I'll tell you about it's hard to feel sympathy for Bill Janklow. He's got a reprehensible driving record, you know, accidents, speeding tickets. And in this case, as you said, the police say he was driving 75 miles an hour when he went through a stop sign and killed this motorcyclist. How can you feel sympathy for that? But, you know, when I saw him at that little country courthouse the other day, this guy was the roaring lion of politics in South Dakota, and now he's a mouse. He's frail, he's shaken, and I think people will feel sympathy after seeing him.
So how is he handling it?
He said nothing. He's apologized to the family. He's done everything right, basically. He's apologized to the family. His family says he's terribly depressed. He's not thinking about the politics. He's not thinking about himself. He's only thinking about this poor man who died. And other than that, not a word.
What shape is his political career in?
I think his political career is over, and really the question is how long. Will he serve out this first House term that he was elected to in November, or will he resign early? And, gosh, you know, it's hard to tell with Janklow, but I bet he's not going to finish that term.
Thank you much.
Sure, Bob.
T.R. Reid is the Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for The Washington Post.